True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Sure, if you heard, but all the listeners did, that Stephen A. Smith called you a liar on ESPN, kind of went after us as a show, called me a weak-ass reporter. Wondering what your reaction was to that kerfuffle last week at ESPN.
Yeah, I think, like I said, I'm just worried about what people, you know, in our building organization and, you know, people that, you know, I hold, you know, a lot of, you know, personal relationships with, on their opinions and value that. So all that outside stuff, it is what it is, and just got to be, like I said, careful what I say, and didn't try to mean it disrespectfully.
KJ and Lyons, happy Thanksgiving to you. 617-779-7937. I feel for Andy Hart a little bit there, because if Cam Newton said that small-ass reporter, that'd be a little more correct. Weak, no, but small, yes. No, I'm kidding. Hey, you know, someone's got to have fun with the Lilliputians here at the station. Somebody's got to. I'm kidding. Look, I think Drake May has handled the distractions of all the things that are absolutely nothing so far. I did wonder about what was going through Drake's mind early in that Cincinnati game. He seemed a bit off. It didn't seem like Cincinnati was doing anything that was necessarily confusing him as much as him just missing his spots. But, of course, things worked out down as things continued on. I think Drake May really the argument should be, is this guy still really in the conversation for MVP? Because I think he is. Look, I know you can throw out all the stuff that Matthew Stafford has done so far, but has he beat Josh Allen on the road? Did he beat Baker Mayfield on the road when Baker Mayfield was still kind of in that MVP conversation? He still has a chance to go up against Lamar Jackson and get a victory potentially and face Josh Allen again. And if he's successful, let's just say if he beats either Allen or Jackson, why would he not be in the conversation for MVP?
He is in the conversation. I don't know what you're talking about. He's right there. And look, no. I still have Matt Stafford.
He shouldn't be behind Stafford. I don't believe
right now he should be. Stafford's been better than him. Yeah. I mean, 30 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. And you talk about, like, signature wins. I mean, we talk about how good the Colts are, the Texans are, what we're thinking of, you know, the Ravens, the 49ers. Like, he's beaten all those teams. He blew out Tampa Bay. Like, you talk about beating Baker Mayfield, Stafford beat him on Sunday Night Football by 27. So, look, I think May, to me right now, is probably my number two. Because, of course, as we know, KJ, it is a quarterback award now, right? So, I mean, as good as Jonathan Taylor is, as good as Myles Garrett is, those guys aren't going to get – I mean, they might get a handful of votes, but they're not going to get real consideration. So it's going to come down to probably May and Stafford. Now, if May goes to Baltimore in a couple of weeks and the Patriots get blown out and he plays bad, then maybe someone else can enter the mix. Or if Josh Allen just, you know, goes off the rest of the season and the Bills win out and either win the AFC East or they're right there and lose a close AFC East, maybe he'll be in it. But, I mean, right now, I think realistically it's a two-man race. Today on Thanksgiving Day, it's a two-man race just because it's a quarterback award and those two guys have been the best.
Yeah, but I just did BetMGM's morning show, national morning show, before I came here. And Stafford is in minus money and Drake May's in plus money. Like, they should both be in plus money if you're saying that there's a real chance for one of the two to win. But I'm sorry, let's just say Drake May finishes the season beating Josh Allen twice, Lamar Jackson once, I think is better than anybody that he's going to be. Because let's just call it what it is in the NFC West. He's going up against Sam Darnold, who people are still trying to figure out what he is. What's going on in San Francisco between Brock Purdy and Mac Jones? They are, what, an 8-4 team? Right? So, right. Like,
they are good, but yeah, the quarterback situation's right, all over the place.
Right. So it's not like there's a head-to-head, but if you tell me in any other season somebody beat Josh Allen twice and Lamar Jackson once in that season, and that person was in the conversation for MVP, you just beat the last two MVPs. Now, I think they're going to give it to Stafford, even if Stafford has a falling off, just because they want to ensure that there's no questions about him going to the Hall of Fame. I think that's really what this is really all about.
And that
I'm
December
not taking away from the season. Yeah.
That December 14th weekend is kind of a big one, because that's the next time the Patriots play the Bills, and Stafford also plays the Detroit Lions, and that'll be the best game they have the rest of the season. I mean, Seattle is right after that, but that's his biggest test the rest of the season. So it could very well come down to that Sunday itself. And I know that's not right at the end of the season, but if they're neck and neck and May is much better that day against the Bills and Stafford is against the Lions or vice versa, it could make a difference. And I think what's helped May this year is the Patriots actually have national TV games this year. Like, for 3-4 years now, they haven't really had national TV games, and May has played well. He didn't just beat Josh Allen, KJ. He beat him on Sunday Night Football. He didn't just beat Baker Mayfield. He beat him when it was the CBS A-team broadcasting the game. And the next time when he plays Lamar Jackson, that could get flexed to Sunday night.
That's probably flexed, yeah.
Exactly, yep. Right? So that could end up being a national TV audience. And, of course, this coming Monday, and I know it's the Giants, they're not that good, you know, coaching change, all that, but that's still a national TV audience, just like that Jets game was Thursday night a couple weeks ago. He's played well so far on national TV and in big stages. If he can continue to do that the rest of the year, that'll be a big difference as well.
So here's a really good question, and I think this is what kind of goes to the Stafford versus Drake May argument. Should you win the MVP award if you do not win your division?
I think you can. I mean, I think it's less likely.
Can we think of anybody recently who didn't even at least win their division that won the MVP?
Great question. I can't. Off the top of my head, I can't.
It's almost impossible. Like, we're not asking you to win the conference. We're not asking you, you know what I mean? Like, you can lose the conference. You can lose in the playoffs. But I've never heard of a person who's on, like, a third-place team or a second-place team in a division, and they have the MVP, but yet you can't win the division. You know that could be the case with Matthew Stafford. Right, there's still a chance that the Rams do not win the NFC West.
And to your point, maybe that could be a deciding factor too, right? Like, if the Rams don't win their division but the Patriots do, that gives May the edge.
The Bills are, what, 2.5 games out of the lead? Who had that on their bingo card week two or even week four when they play against the Patriots? Like, you didn't have that. So it's almost kind of like, hey, we always thought that because they beat them on the road, that game back here at Foxborough may decide what happens in the AFC East. Now we're at the point of where Buffalo has to do several things before they get to that game. The Patriots just have to make sure that they don't have a slip. Really, the Patriots need to have two slip-ups before you get to that Buffalo game, and Buffalo be perfect just for that game to have any skin.
Yeah, well, for the Bills to win the division, they would have to win out, and the Patriots would have to lose at least two, probably three games, because I know there's tiebreakers and all that involved. Because Patriots, I mean, it's not like the Bills are 8-3 or, you know, something like that, right on the Patriots' heels, or 9-2. Like, there's a three-game gap in the win column here between these two teams. So the Patriots,
that's not MVP stuff right there? For God's sake, they're about to build a new stadium in Buffalo because of one man, and that one man's, it's getting waxed poetic.
Another guy, too, KJ, not to sleep on, is Lamar Jackson. Because if they win out, which would include a win over Drake May and the Patriots, because that was team, remember, they were 1-5.
Yeah.
They were dead in the water. He comes back. If they end up winning out and they're 12-5, including a win over Drake May in that game in a few weeks, then maybe Lamar, a guy who's already won MVPs, that could be another candidate. Like,
Derrick Henry's going to take away some of that voting.
And you're right, just like Jonathan Taylor has done to Daniel Jones, sure. Right. Like, but you wonder if that could
Daniel
be
Jones to Jonathan Taylor more like
a piece that. Of this too. Yeah, and I don't like. It's tough. Like, you look in the NFC besides Stafford, I think Mayfield's kind of fallen out of the MVP conversation. Like, if the Packers find a way to win out, maybe Jordan Love could get in that conversation. But even still, Drake May's had a much better season than Jordan Love.
I think part of why we're hearing this kind of tiptoe away from May from Stafford, because, and this kind of goes to all the noise about Drake May that you heard from Bristol, is the last thing you want to hear about the Patriots are not only are they back, but they've got the reigning MVP or the person who's going to win the MVP. Just because I would say the same thing. If Lamar Jackson had the same resume this year that Drake May has had, let's say Lamar Jackson had already beaten Josh Allen in Buffalo, decisively beat Baker Mayfield when Baker Mayfield was still getting noise. Now, Baker Mayfield was getting no noise by the time he played in L.A. last week. I think that noise and that ship had passed, because now, if you're Tampa, you're thinking, like, we got to fight for a division. This isn't even about a conversation of that. But if it was Lamar Jackson, there would be a heavy, heavy argument that Lamar Jackson should be in that conversation as the MVP, at least as the top forerunner, because of who he's beaten. But because it's Drake May, he's year two, you want to throw the schedule stuff in there. Again, the schedule does have all stars on there, right? Like, you're going to say, oh, they lost to the Raiders in week one. That almost feels like that happened in preseason, does it not?
It was a million years ago.
Right. So you're literally talking about a team who's lost one game since week two. Right? Like, why is that person not your forerunner of the conversation? But you can't say out loud, well, we really wanted to give it to Stafford as a parting gift. But look who he has as receivers. If I had Puka Nacua and Davante Adams as my 1-2, damn, I should always be in the conversation. In fact, why aren't you running away with your own division? Why?
And I think you go back to, like, it was 2018 when Patrick Mahomes was in his second year and he won the MVP. Because remember, he had a couple starts at the end of 17. But 18, right? And if you look at what he did that year, it's not that. I mean, he split with the Chargers that year. The Chargers were a playoff team. He beat the Ravens. He went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady in the regular season, but lost by 3. Like, the resume is not that different. Of course, that year, I mean, Mahomes had 5,000 yards passing. He threw 50 touchdowns. May's not going to do that. But from a schedule matchup perspective, it's not that different than what you've seen out of May to this point this year.
Well, even to the point that you're making right there is, Josh Allen is the reigning MVP. He is that guy for the league right now. And Drake May and the Patriots went up there and beat him. And it wasn't a situation where it's like, oh, it's the run game, or it's the defense, or it's like, no, there's like, Drake May does not have a more likely to have, or how high feature we did like last time we were on. Like, how high are you about more than two guys from the Patriots making all pro? And you would have to say, well, gosh, clearly the second person is on defense. Who would be the next person on offense? But yet Drake May is the number two guy for MVP. That should tell me that this guy really is the MVP. If we're not talking about, oh, his run game or his receivers, and Diggs is on pace for 110 receptions. That's not what's happening. It's he's helping run a machine that looked like a jalopy completely last year and had for the previous 4 years. I think it's just a case of, the national media does not want to have to put the New England Patriots name back in their mouth after all those years. Their mouth was just absolutely just filled with hatred about what was going on here. Like, they just don't want to go back to that and to try and rob Drake May of really who's the MVP. He's got 10 wins.
I don't think
he's
it's a rob
wins.
If Stafford wins. That's an exaggeration. So like, he has 30 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. So he missed most of training camp with an injury.
So if Seattle wins the NFC West and the Patriots win the AFC
East. That changes the conversation. Like, I mean, if they continue how they're going, Stafford has had the better year.
I just think statistically and historically he's been in the league longer.
Yeah, but I don't care about historically. I'm saying right now, May has been great. Stafford's been a little bit better than him this year.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking about May being second in the MVP. That's still awesome.
No, what Ricky Bobby said, what? He said, if you're not in first, you're in last.
Yeah, that's not really true. If you're second in MVP voting, that's really good.
But my whole thing is this. If he's deserving of the MVP now, and I think really the conversation doesn't really need to happen again until he faces Josh Allen for a second time. If he beats Josh Allen twice in a season, who has done that over the last several years, like outside of maybe Mahomes, and his second chance of beating Josh Allen in a season would usually be the AFC Championship game or the game right next to it. We're talking before you even get to the playoffs, you get beaten by this guy twice, home and on the road. It'd have been totally different. I could understand if the conversation was a bit different if that first game for Drake May against Josh Allen was here at Foxborough. Because then you'd say, okay, well, let's see what he does on the road against Josh Allen where he's in his confines. That, my friend, is already out of the picture. So I'm going to back away from this conversation until we get to that December 14th game. Somewhere it was at December 14th, the Bills game.
That's also when Stafford plays Detroit. That's a big day, MVP voting.
So I think it gets decided on that day, because if it gets to a point where, let's say Stafford wins that Lions game, but Seattle is a half game ahead of them or tied for them, and Josh Allen has just lost the AFC East and has lost twice to Drake May, until I'm blue in the face, tell me why Drake May is not the MVP.
Stafford's been better this year. Just saying.
Drake May about to beat Josh Allen twice. You beat Josh Allen twice. And you're in the conversation. You are the conversation. You're the conversation. Like I look, it's always been, in order to be the man, you got to beat the man, right? So what happens when you beat the man twice in the same season?
Yeah, and that's why that day is going to be huge too. Because like if May wins those games, and I say those games, like the Giants leading up to it, then the Bills game, and then if Stafford goes out and goes toe to toe with the, like that day. I don't know if that day is going to definitively decide the MVP, but that day is probably going to decide the MVP.
All right, 617-779-7937. Before we get to the tri-header of football today, we'll get to your calls and texts next. Now it's time to trend with Jackson Burns.
Hi, it's Scott McFarlane.
That's wrong Jackson. Button there.
I was going to say, how do you push a button for yourself? Here's what's trending on I only have so many lasers there. You want to just take Brandon's call until we figure out what the technology is going on?
Yeah, let's do that. All right,
Brendan, as we're going through technical modifications, we don't want to hold you up. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for spending your Thanksgiving with us. You're on the air.
Gotcha. Yeah, so great conversation. I just hate how the NFL has changed the MVP competition, MVP race, into a quarterback race. Wanted to hear you guys' thoughts and see what you might have as far as ruling out the quarterback in the MVP race, maybe calling it like the Tom Brady Award for the best quarterback, and then opening up the MVP race for receivers, tight ends, and running backs. That's what I got for you, and I will hang up and listen. Thanks.
Have a great
caller
Thanksgiving.
Caller doesn't
Brendan.
Like defense. I mean, if I'm taking quarterbacks out of it, the MVP is probably Miles Garrett. That dude's got 18 sacks.
I think sacked somebody right now at the Thanksgiving table.
It is frustrating that it's become such a quarterback, because, I mean, Sean Alexander won it in 2005, and since then, and Adrian Peterson won it in 2012, and I think those are the only non-quarterbacks in the past, like, 25 years that have won it.
I think with running backs, I think that the new prerequisite is you've got to rush for 2,000 yards for you to even be in the conversation.
So Saquon Barkley last year was in the conversation, and he ran for 2,000 yards.
Right, and he didn't win it. So, again, I think it's going to be the quarterback moving forward, because if you leave it to best quarterback, then you start to get into a why this versus that. I would say just keep the MVP available to anybody. I think the way they address that is the offensive player of the year. So your wide receiver could get there. Jonathan Taylor's probably going to win offensive player of the year, right? So you don't win the I almost said the Heisman. You don't, because that's a running back. You know, that's a running back thing now, right? If you don't win the MVP award as a running back, it's usually offensive player of the year. Christian McCaffrey's in the mix of that. Jonathan Taylor's there. I think Saquon Barkley won it last year. Well, he'd have to be, because outside of him, they don't have any offense with the arm. So, you know, it's just, I see what you're saying, but maybe that's one of those deals. If you do something like that, then you would have to say the quarterback of the AFC, quarterback of the NFC.
Yeah,
right.
So quarterback of the year award and then MVP.
Right.
Yeah. It's like how sometimes a pitcher can win the Cy Young and the MVP, but it's rare because they keep it's almost like the MVP is almost always a hitter or a position player. Every once in a while, a pitcher will break through, but they kind of keep them separate.
Yeah, well, that's like that. Well, that's the only sport you can win the MVP and be on a last place team. I remember that year that Andre Dawson played for the Cubs. Bro, it was like, it was the closest thing I'd seen to like Barry Bonds being walked with the bases loaded. That's how just absolutely crazy that was. All right, we have got the technical abnormalities and the falsettos out the way, and now it's time to trend with Jackson Burns.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Hey, what do you know? I can hit a button. Trending brought to you by Mario's Roofing. We won't soak you to keep you warm and dry. The Celtics, they snapped the Pistons' 13-game win streak last night with a 117-114 win at the Garden with Jaylen Brown leading the way, 33 points, 10 rebounds. The Bruins also won, completing the year sweep of the Islanders, taking them down 3-1 with Alex Steves netting two goals. And an excellent slate of games for you for Thanksgiving today, starting with the Packers at the Lions at 1 o'clock, the Chiefs in Dallas at 4:15, and Cincinnati at Baltimore at 8 o'clock, all of which you can hear right here on 93.7 WEEI pregame starting at 12:30. And the Blue Jays, they make their biggest free agent signing ever, inking a 7-year $210 million deal with Dylan Cease, I'm sorry. That is what's trending on WEI and WEI.com. Homeowners choose Mario's Roofing because they're fair, honest, and provide quality services. Call Mario's Roofing today for a free estimate at 781-344-2420. Back here to wrap it up with KJ Love.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Lines next.
Yeah. Is that Rock Jackson?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. I make my runs about to break a day. KJ and Lions, happy Thanksgiving here on WEEI, getting you ready for the trifecta. Every time I feel like I'm about to say a word, I hear Cam Newton's voice in my head with his sippy cup in front of him, you know, and then he's going to start talking, you know.
If you keep playing, sorry,
please. Look, I cannot wait for today's games. I think this is one of the better lineups we've seen.
I think it might be the best ever. I mean, if you put all three games together, yeah. I mean, we could be talking about six teams. Like, there's six teams playing tonight, and five of them could end up in the playoffs, at least four.
Yeah, I wonder if especially in the Dallas Chiefs game, if the Chiefs lose that game, you almost feel like the season's over for them.
It's right on a knife's edge right now. I mean, this team, they went to three straight Super Bowls, but they're sitting there 6-5, KJ, third in their division, out of it in the wild. And if they go to 6-6, I mean, it's not totally out of the realm of possibility, but man, that's an uphill battle when the Chargers are 7-4, and if they can win and go to 8-4, yeah.
In the first game, Green Bay, Detroit, Green Bay, I think, is one of those teams where, like, either today they have to prove themselves. I think, to really be in this conversation of one of the better teams. If they can beat Detroit on the road, then I think that you could have that conversation about them, you think?
I think so. If they can go into Detroit and win, that would help their cause. Because that's a team that's been a little disappointing this year. Not bad, but maybe not as dominant as we thought they would be.
And in the big story, Joe Burrow is back tonight. Why didn't you play against us? But he's back tonight as they face the Ravens. I wonder if this is the beginning of the end for either Zach Taylor or something going with the Ravens, with the Bengals, if they lose again tonight. I mean, losing twice in a week is one thing. Yeah, I think it's over for Zach Taylor pretty soon. All right, man, have a great... So let's get to some of these Thanksgiving things. Let's see here. I think we know he had the roast horse plate. It looks like the text messages are leaning towards John with the cranberry sauce.
See, it must have been that bad wine to wash it all down.
Well, somebody said that in the text. They said, John must be the cultured one here on the show. I don't like a bad pairing of wine either. And it's signed Christy. So look, thank you for those who are supplying the great meals today. Thank you so much to you, John Lyons. I appreciate you so much. You really make my job super easy. You allow me to sound as dumb as I am.
Happy Thanksgiving, KJ.
Jackson, thank you as well. And for all, have a safe holiday. Go Pets Monday night. I'll talk to you again Saturday. John will be here tomorrow.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.